This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody. This is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Did you know that there's a large number of subscribers that mark emails as spam just based on the from name or the email address alone? Not the content, not the offer, just who it appears to be from. Today, we're going to be diving into how AI email tools can help you sound more like you and less like everyone that's out there fighting for inbox attention. So why does this matter? Email remains the highest ROI marketing channel with an average return of up to $36 for every dollar spent. But here's the problem. Most small business owners and side hustlers either send too few emails because they're intimidated by the process, or they send cookie cutter emails that sound nothing like them. Your subscribers sign up to hear from you, not some corporate sounding alter ego. The right AI tools can help you maintain your authentic voice while saving time of writing and coming up with what you want to say. So when your audience receives consistent, personality-rich emails that actually sound like you, they're far more likely to open, engage, and ultimately buy from you. Okay, so here are three key takeaways that are going to help you with this. Number one, use AI for personalization, not replacement. AI shouldn't write your entire email. It should enhance your natural voice. So start with tools that are going to help you, but always use the output to include phrases that you commonly use. So you can feed the AI examples of your best performing emails, and it will learn your unique communication style. Remember, AI should sound like you on your best writing day, not someone else entirely. Next, number two is set up AI-powered email workflows. So you can use anything that is going to drip out emails. So with AI capabilities, you can create behavior-triggered email sequences. So when someone clicks a specific link, it's going to allow you to visit a particular page, open certain emails, automatically send them content that addresses their specific interests. And then the key is having the AI adopt your subscriber's behavior while maintaining your voice in each message. And then number three, implement AI subject line testing. They call that A/B testing. Use tools that are going to allow you to analyze which subject line is going to best perform for you. So you want to think of your specific audience. Don't use generic best practices. Test 3 to 5 variations with small segments of your list before sending to everybody. Look for patterns which resonate with your specific audience, not generic advice. Okay, so how do you market you first and make this personal? Your email marketing should reflect your actual personality, not what you perceive or what you think there could be a professional version of yourself. If you're naturally funny, your AI tools should help amplify that humor. If you're analytical and detail-oriented, your email should strengthen those qualities. The magic happens when you combine your personal stories with AI efficiency. For example, write the personal anecdote yourself, then use AI to help craft the transition to your offer, or use AI to help outline an email series based on your customer journey, but fill the personal details in yourself. And remember, people buy from those that they know, like, and trust. AI should amplify your voice, not replace it with generic marketing speak. Okay, so here is your call to action. Take 15 minutes a day to audit your last 5 emails. Ask yourself, if my name wasn't on these, would people know that they came from me? If the answer is no, try one AI email tool this week. Start with something simple, like whatever you find out there that you feel is going to be best, and maintain your voice across all of your communications. And do me a favor, if you found any of this helpful, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. When you're done with the podcast, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put your name and your email address in, and get on those insider emails. I'll make sure that I get you all the tips, tricks, nuggets that I find, and I'll also make sure that you get these podcasts sent directly to your email. No spam, just info. If you have questions, you can go to the bottom of WesWyatt.com. On the bottom right, you're going to see a thought bubble. That's my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I'll get back to you very promptly. And last but not least, if you could go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer, you're going to find all the important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day. We'll be right back.